This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel continued military operations in central Gaza on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Palestinian health officials say overnight Israeli strikes in central Gaza killed at least 18 people, including children, a day after 33 were killed at a United Nations-run school sheltering displaced Palestinian families. The officials explain the strikes hit the Nusrat and Maghazi refugee camps and nearby towns. Four children and one woman were among those killed, as well as the mayor of the Nusrat municipality, according to hospital records. Israel's army says its troops had killed dozens of militants, located tunnel shafts, and destroyed infrastructure in the area. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. President Joe Biden, in a speech on Friday, drew on the inspiration of American World War II heroes in the modern-day fight for democracy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The president stood at Francis Point d'Oak, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions. The president urged Americans to hear their voices.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true what America stands for.
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A contingent of U.S. lawmakers from the House of Representatives has made a commemorative parachute jump at Normandy, marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The 10 congressmen are all veterans and made the trek to France to pay tribute Friday. The parachute jump was organized by Republican Representative Mike Waltz of Florida and Democratic Representative Jason Crow of Colorado. Waltz and Crow say it shows how Congress can come together despite an era of